Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. When I read the readings that we had this morning, the one from Exodus and the one from John's Gospel, which was very long, both of them made me think about what easy access we have to water here in the UK. Apparently 696 million people, that's almost one in 10, don't have clean water close to home globally. And I know that we are one of the few countries in the world that will never cut people's water supply, even if they don't pay their bills. So whilst we might have much to complain about our water charges and our supply, we are at least a country offering this needed daily requirement. But of course our readings, as always, tell us much deeper story than we first see. In Exodus, we hear of the cries to Moses from the Israelites. It says, the people quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. And the woman in our reading from John's Gospel is luckier. She is able to come to a well to draw water, even though she makes this journey in the heat of the noonday sun. And then in both readings, we hear of two amazing accounts of God at work. The Israelites complaining to Moses, and he replies, why do you quarrel with me, and why do you test the Lord? It says the people thirsted for water. And Moses turned to the Lord and asks him, what shall I do for these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And we hear of the details of the Lord providing water for the people from a rock in the desert. The Lord responding to Moses' plea for the Israelites who are struggling in the desert. In our gospel reading, a Samaritan woman comes to a well for water. She is thirsty, and she meets with Jesus. And in their conversation, he offers her living water, saying, those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be first thirsty. The water I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Jesus knows, as we will surely know, that if we drink a cup of water, it will quench our thirst, but we know full well that at some point in the future we will need to drink again. Jesus sees this woman coming in the heat of the day, and it's an unusual time to make this trip to carry heavy water. And some scholars wonder, reading this, if she came so as to avoid other people, other folk. As we later discover in the dialogue, she has been married four times and is now living with someone who is not her husband. Maybe she is a bit of an outcast. Whatever the reason, Jesus speaks with her. And this would have been very unusual for a man to speak with a woman, in particular a Jewish man and a Samaritan woman. So even this conversation happening, it shows us something of Jesus' nature that we have come to recognize, that Jesus cares for all people, regardless of who we are, male, female, our race, our culture, our belief. He welcomes dialogue with all. God came down to earth for all humankind. Even when tired himself in the heat of the sun, Jesus sees this woman is in need. More than just for her physical thirst, he sees that there is a spiritual need, some other longing within her. And Jesus offers her living water, saying she will never thirst again, never spiritually. He can offer her a spring of eternal living water that will never run dry, that will lead to eternal life. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Pretty amazing. And we've had several mentions of the Holy Spirit in our recent gospel readings during this season of Lent. After Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the dove, an image of the Holy Spirit, hovered over Jesus. And we heard that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted. And last week we heard Jesus saying to Nicodemus that to obtain eternal life, we need to be born again through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the eternal living water that Jesus speaks of. Something which hasn't come to the earth at that point because Jesus has not ascended to heaven, but we're beginning to get glimpses of it being spoken about, of its work. Our gospel reading we heard today, that Sarah read, was 20 verses long, but actually the gospel reading for today went on for another 15 verses. I thought it was a rather long time for us to stand and listen. But it carries on to say that the Samaritan woman is so taken with, so inspired by what she hears Jesus say to her, including that he is the Messiah, that she goes back off to the city that she has come from to tell the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" And such was her rush, it says, that she left her water jar. Her physical thirst forgotten, such was her spiritual thirst quenched. Her physical thirst was forgotten, such was her spiritual thirst quenched. And at this point, the disciples have returned and were wondering what Jesus was doing, speaking to a woman, a Samaritan woman. And they start urging him to eat the food they have brought him. I think they wonder if he's got a little bit low on sugar or something. And what is he doing talking to this woman? And he says, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting." The disciples, Jesus' followers, were learning from Jesus all about the way, how to live and share the gospel message with all, to reap the harvest. And in our reading today, they learnt a new thing. Well, it seems new to them, that the message is for all people. And it says many people, many Samaritans from that village believed in him, believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. When the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word, saying, "We know that this is truly the Saviour of the world." So for us today, what can we take for this as we gather here in Tindwick? Well, it may cause us to think, why do we come to church? To be refreshed, inspired, meet with friends? How many of our families, our friends, our fellow neighbours, near and far, all need this refreshment? The promise of living waters leading to eternal life. The presence of God with us, eternally bubbling up. We can wonder at how to share this message, the gospel message. It can be daunting. But the woman simply said, "Come and see." She even said, "I don't know if he's the Messiah, but come and see for yourself." And I take courage in that, and I'm standing here. It is not my faith, my words that will evangelize, will evangelize and convert someone. It is just getting them to come and see for themselves. Taking that step, making that step for their spiritual thirst to be quenched. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit does the rest. thinking about water supply, as I said at the beginning, we are fortunate indeed to have a supply of water in this country that will not be denied us. Okay, it doesn't always flow perfectly. And we're also incredibly fortunate to have many, many churches in this country. Most villages have an open working church. It's true, we have lost some. And it is a human trait to not appreciate something until we do not have it. Those who made it to the talk about the trucks going to Ukraine on Friday, taking aid to those poor folk who have so much to endure with the war that has gone on for 4 years. When I say poor, it was so humbling to hear how faith and trust in their beliefs and the church community helped them, both physically and spiritually. We are indeed fortunate here in the UK. Wars, oppression, unjust governments, world leaders not leading with compassion, they can shock us and rock our lives, even through our safe place of watching the news and reading various media formats. Let us not waste and be frivolous with the great fortune we have, that we can come seeking, finding worshipping folk like us here today, all of us coming to see, seeking that living water that leads to eternal life. We can share that hope by saying, come and see. Jesus shared so much with us whilst here on earth. His wisdom, his compassion, and his love for all. During this season of Lent, we look to all that he did for us. In particular, his journey to the cross. What he endured to save us all. And the door that opened to eternal life for all. And that living water could flow. We give joyful thanks for that. Let us not forget to share this. Amen.